we were rewriting the whole Constitution, I was nervous that I was going to be the guy that made the mistake that forgot to put something back in, you know. So I said, I got to go back and read every single document on this. So I went right back to 1632 and read original documents to make sure I got the sense of democracy. Because people forget democracy is only two documents. It's one word, but two documents. The state constitution and the U.S. Constitution. That's where it is. And if it's not there, you don't have it. So those documents say a very important thing, is that they're based on the individual. We're a bottom-up democracy. So all the rights are the natural law of man. Is you are born, as we say in the Declaration of Independence, with inalienable rights. No one can take them away. Now, we may say, for practical purposes, we need a government to do our roads. We need a government to protect us from attack. We need a government to make sure that our food is safe. But we don't need a government to tell us how we're going to live in our houses. We have a penumbra that's called the right to privacy. And a lot of these issues are not left-wing, right-wing, Green Party, Democratic Party, Republican Party. They're process issues. Mm-hmm. Democracy is a process. Use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it's not like saying, well, I think I'll go down to Stop and Shop and buy something, or I'll go out to a restaurant. It is a process that you have to participate. And you know, thanks to like blogs like yours, the internet, people are smarter now than they've ever been. So the individual should have more power, not less. And we should use new technology, like open records, for example, to give people more power.